You got Romans chapter 5? Go over there. Won't you stick with me tonight? I'm going to do a little exposition of this chapter, kind of deal with at least the first 11 verses. Boy, this is thrilling stuff, and kind of goes along a lot with the music tonight, to be quite honest with you. In Romans 5, we are going to be taken right into the presence of God. Say amen right there. And that song was so appropriate for the message tonight. Y'all pardon me, I got just a few sniffles tonight. My allergies are flared up, but I'm going to preach tonight. And if you're there, are you there now? Romans 5. Say amen. Remember now, Allison, we still got some of last Wednesday night's outlines back there. I preached last Wednesday night on how to wipe out worry. Some of you raised your hand on the outlines. They are back there right now. I want to do something to help you tonight. This will help you tonight if you'll let it. It'll encourage you. Romans chapter number 5. Therefore, now anytime you see that word, it is pointing you back to what has previously been said. Anytime you see the word therefore, what he's going to do is he's going to build upon what has already been said. Now, let me share what's already been said. And I'll try to put it in a small frame. What's been said so far is we're all sinners. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The word sin means to come up short. Sin is a transgression of the law. So, what he said so far is we're sinners. What he said so far in Romans, we are accused. We were in God's courtroom and convicted and condemned. But God took our place and laid our sin on Jesus Christ. Somebody help me right there. And what we are doing in Romans 5, we are stepping out of God's courtroom right into a position of justification. Woo! Some of y'all must not got that. You ought to have been shouting a long time ago. We done left God's courtroom. We were accused. We were convicted. We were condemned. We should be in hell. But now we are in the presence of God, justified, declared righteous. Welcome. Man, oh man. Is that all right? And what I want to do tonight, now let me read the rest of the verses. And I'll talk about this happy position tonight. Man, I'll tell you what, if you're saved, you're in a good shape. Therefore, since we've been accused, we were found guilty and convicted. Therefore, being justified by faith. Well, glory. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations. Also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Listen to this. This is getting good. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. My goodness, much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through Him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved through His life. And not only so, but we also join God through our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom we have now received the atonement. Without me saying anything else, how many of y'all, that makes you feel real good? Without me even giving you a big long discourse of explanation, them verses, sometimes we need to just read verses. And I'm reading several of them tonight. Just read some verses and let them minister to us. And by the way, sometimes the truth will just flow to you if you'll just study them words and look at what God's done. Now, what I want to preach on tonight is this. We are in a happy position. Now, you might be saying, well, Preacher Smith, my state right now is not real good. I don't feel happy. I don't have happy bumps jumping all over me. You may not feel happy, but you're in better shape than you think you are. Now, I'm going to show you what kind of shape you're in tonight. What I'm going to do tonight, and by the way, that happy position is the position of a justified man. Let me explain something. If you've received Christ tonight, you are justified. You are declared righteous. You're in Christ Jesus right as I speak, in heavenly places. Somebody help me. Now, let's just take the verses, do a little exposition, and just examine this position. Will you do that with me? Look at verses 1 and 2 first. First of all, being justified, we look backward in faith. What do we see when we look backward in faith? I tell you what we see. We see God's grace has completed or completely saved us. Verse 1 is saying that we are justified. That means we're declared righteous. Listen to me, right now, hey, I'm not righteous because I'm a good guy. I'm not righteous because there's anything special about me. I tell you what I really am, I'm a hell-deserving sinner. I was hell-deserving, I was depraved before God, I was polluted by sin, but now because I'm justified, lost gal, I am righteous. You say, how righteous? As righteous as Jesus. You grab that one right there. Somebody grab a hold of that. Because I have His righteousness. I'm completely saved. So let's go on with that. We are righteous before God. Verse 2, we are accepted by God. Listen to me. He took a bunch of rebels like you. Drunkards. Drug addicts, harlots, sinful. You know what He done? Accepted you. You were unacceptable. There wasn't nothing about you any good. But we're not accepted because of what we are. But we're accepted in who we're in. Somebody help me right there. Woo! If you're here tonight, you said, Preacher Smith, I've been thinking about getting saved. I want to get saved, but I don't know if I can do anything. I can do anything to get myself saved. You don't need to get yourself saved. He'll save you. Let me go on with that. Stay with me here. We're righteous before God, justified. We're accepted by God in verse 2. But also, Lord, have mercy. We have access. Somebody help me preach right there. We have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. So how does this affect me? If I look backward in faith, how does it affect me? I'll tell you how it affects me. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. That's the cessation of enmity that now permits fellowship. Listen to me. Me and God were at war. I was an enemy. Somebody raise your hand. Now I'm a friend. As Abraham was a friend of God by faith, I'm a friend of God by faith tonight. Somebody help me. Glory to God. What's the result? The result is I got peace. Now let me explain. Now, this may confuse some of you, and I'm going to tell you why it may confuse you. You may be in this room as a saved person. Listen to this. This is good right here. You may be in this room as a saved person, and you feel no peace. And that is possible. Now, because you don't know what kind of peace I'm talking about. See, there's a difference between peace with God and the peace of God. You can't have the peace of God till you get the peace with God. You see, the peace of God is trusting Him every day. The peace with God is different. You know what it means? That means you don't have to lay down your head at night if you've trusted Christ and ever worry about going to hell. You say, boy, you're teaching something that I wasn't taught in my church. My other church. Well, it's a good thing you got out of your other church and got into this church so you could hear the right thing. I'm not under the law now. I'm not under judgment now. There is now, therefore now, no condemnation in my life because I'm justified and I got peace with God. What I'm trying to say, the day I threw up my hand of surrender and waved the white flag, God waved His flag and said, we're at peace now. I was hell bound with a hammer down, but now I'm with peace. Is that good? And here's what I done. You know what I done? I looked backward in faith. Amen. I had peace with God. There's some of you tonight. Now let me show you the difference. Christian, here, if you're here tonight and troubled, it's not that you see, here's what the devil can tell you. Can I slow down, Chad? This is good instruction. You may be in here tonight and you feel like you're so troubled and so turbulent. The devil's whispered in your ear and said you're not even saved. You couldn't feel bad as you feel and be saved. I want you to know something. You can feel real bad after you get saved and not have peace. But that's the peace of God. But I want you to know something. If you look at that Bible right there and find the truth in it, the truth is God ain't mad at you anymore.
Right.
Used to be God was angry with the sinner every day. And we had judgment hanging over us for us. But now I'm justified. Now I've got peace with God now. And by the way, because I got peace with God, I got capability to have the peace of God. Am I preaching? Woo! You know what? There's a lot of people in our congregation don't realize what they have in Christ. Hey, I know there's a lot of Armenians out there who will tell you that if you're troubled, that means you're lost again. That is an impossibility. Number two. Y'all still with me? Look at verses 2-4. Being justified, man, I gotta hurry. Being justified, first of all, we look backward in faith. Number two, being justified, we look forward in hope. Look at verses 2-4. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Are y'all with me? And rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, But we glory in tribulation. Tribulations also, knowing that tribulation works for patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And oh, glory to God. Being justified, we look forward in hope. What do we see? We see God's glory is safely awaiting us. We're in hope of the glory of God. As though His past grace were not enough. God says that He adds something to it. He adds future glory. What does that do? How does that affect me? It gives me joy. You know what God done when He justified you? He guaranteed that He's going to take you to heaven. How many of y'all agree with me? This country's in a mess. But you said, well, how in the world can you be so hopeful? Because my hope lies beyond this place. But hear me out. God sets up kings and He puts down kings. And whoever it is going to just get us closer to the coming of the Lord. To my hope. To my heavenly home. To the place I'm going to get the glory. I got joy. I got too much joy. It don't matter which one wins because I'll shout if mine wins. But I'm already on the winning side. Somebody shout glory right there. I started to preach tonight. Instead of preaching on justification, I came within a second of preaching on if I were president. But I didn't. Amen. And how many of y'all probably are glad today? Number three. Look at verses 5-8. First of all, being justified, we look backward in faith. Being justified, we look forward in hope. Verses 5-8, being justified, we look around in love. But God commendeth His love towards. The Bible said, and the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. What do we see? We see. How many of y'all really, when you think about you being an old hell deserving sinner, you ought to be in hell. But God loved you so much, He put His Son on a cross for you. He hung Himself, His Son, on a piece of wood, and nails were driven in His hands and His legs, and He was spit on and mocked. Why? Because He loves you. If you don't know what love is tonight, then you don't know about God. For God is love. For God so loved the world. Whew. And by the way, I believe when we get saved, one of the results of justification is that love is reproduced in our life. How many believe that? Said the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. How does that affect us? It gives us assurance. My Lord, have mercy. I'll tell you something. I was raised rough. You raised in a bartender's home, you're raised rough. All I knew was rough living. Before I got saved, I had a lot of bitterness and anger toward people. There's a lot of people I just didn't like at all. Below scale, there's something happened to me. Love was put in my heart. I can honestly tell you, I know I had some enemies. I know I do. But I can honestly tell you tonight, because of what Christ done, I love my enemies. I pray for them. If I see them in Kroger's, I don't run to the other side of the building. I may come look me right in the eyeball. They may not say, hello, preacher. But I can look at them without hypocrisy. Because they're already forgiven. Because, see, there's something happened to me when I got saved. See, I don't know how a Christian can hate. I don't know how people can be bitter in church. Can you? Really, honestly. I know some people that come to church, maybe some in this church, they're so bitter and they're so angry. How can you be like that when God's love has been put in you? And now, hey! And it has to flow out of you. My God, I look around. He loves me when I'm up. And He loves me when I'm down. He loves me when I'm in. And He loves me when I'm out. He loves me when I'm good. And He loves me when I'm bad. My Lord, if I was here and not saved, I'd get out of my seat right now and come and get saved. To get that love in my life, as wretched as you are as a sinner, God loves you. And He gave you chance after chance after chance to get saved. And that's a God that loves you. Whew. My Lord. Let's look at... I got a lot of points over that, but I only got 4 minutes. And I got 3 more main points. Can I give them to you? Verse 9. Being justified, we don't have to fear the future. Now look at this here verse. Look at this verse. Much more then, being now justified by His what? We shall be saved from what? That's why I believe in a pre-millennial or pre-tribulation rapture. Y'all listen to me. John Smith will not go through 1 minute of the tribulation period. I am saved through wrath. I will not go through the wrath of God. I will not see the judgment of God on this earth. Somebody help me right there. What a future. I want you to know something. There's 7.5 billion people in this world. And if statistics are right, they say only 3% of them are saved. So that means to tell me there's billions of people going to go to hell and suffer the wrath of God. Why would you deny suffer the wrath of God when God's love is so free? Somebody help me here. What a future you have. You're not going to have to go to hell, and you don't have to go through the tribulation period. Let's go. Let me give you 2 more thoughts. I'm breaking it down in bones now. I can't help it. Look at verse 10. First of all, the fourth one was being justified. We don't have to fear the future. But verse 5 and 10, look at this. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Being justified, we don't have to fear the present. There ain't nothing will come on you today that God's not capable of taking care of for you. That's why so many people, you know, there's a lot of people eat up with this election. They're so scared. I'm not fearful of my present. Why, Preacher Smith? Because I've been saved. Because he lives in me. By the way, our present safety, this is good right here. Doesn't depend on me holding on. Our present safety doesn't depend on me. It depends on a Savior who ever liveth to make intercession for me. Lastly, and I'm done. And I know I just give you the bone because of time. But look at verse 11. Being justified, we don't have to fear the past. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. We have now received the reconciliation. Our reconciliation is an accomplished fact. I want y'all to know something. There ain't nothing in my past can keep me from going to heaven. You said, now, Preacher Smith, you could walk away from God and be lost again. I beg your pardon, you don't know the Bible. Let me give you this. The Bible said we're in Christ. How many of y'all believe that? I'm in Christ. Right here. Okay? Let's just say he's the rock, I'm in him. Okay? So what happens when you get saved? You get in Christ. But here's what you're thinking. Well, okay, yes. So I can just walk out being saved. The Bible also says we're sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. Why don't some of you quit enduring your salvation and start enjoying your salvation? Because you can't get out once you got in. And this stupid thing you saying that neither death nor life nor anything can separate me from God, but I can leave myself. You're crazy. You're not your own. You're bought with a price. You're God's. And it's all because of my happy position. Bow your head. Now my question is this. How many of you know you're saved and you know you got this same happy position? Slip up your hand if you know you're saved. Slip up high. If you don't know, don't raise it. Thank you. How many couldn't raise your hand? But you want that tonight. You want to be in Christ. You want that happy position. You want Christ in your life. How many couldn't raise your hand, but you want to be saved? Slip your hand up. Just say, pray for me. Just pray for me, preach. I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. I want to know God. I want that joy. How many Christians tonight, you're living below your privilege. You're so miserable, and you've got all this joy and all this stuff in your life, and you're so miserable because you're not applying it to your life. How many Christians are doing that? Raise your hand if you're like it. Yeah. Stand with me. Maybe you need to come pray. Unsaved person, you need to come get saved. There'll be somebody to help you up here. Father, touch this offer or this invitation. And Lord, thank you for what you've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Are you coming? Thank you.